This is Passport to Texas. The Louisiana pine snake is so rare it's even hard for wildlife professionals to find. Craig Rudolph is a research ecologist for the U.S. Forest Service Southern Research Station. He says the U.S. Forest Service and the zoo in Lufkin, Texas, have established a new captive breeding program for the Louisiana pine snake. There's just one problem.
Over the last 4 years, we've only come up with one female, so that's obviously limiting our ability to establish this population.
The non-venomous snakes are native to East Texas and Louisiana, where they depend almost entirely on the pocket gopher. The snakes burrow into the gopher's tunnel and then...
they wait in one of the feeding tunnels for the gopher to come along, and then they're function as ambush predators.
But in East Texas, much of the gopher's habitat has been destroyed, and that means fewer gophers and fewer pine snakes. Rudolph says this problem isn't new, and they've been working to restore native habitat for decades.
Habitat on public lands especially has been considerably improved over the last 10 to 20 years, primarily through prescribed fire.
By the time the snakes are ready to be released in several years, researchers hope the habitat and consequently the gopher population will be ready for them. That's our show. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.